Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Replying to at Mike O'Mara Show, Teddy Eddy writes, are you the guy on Fox News right now?
Hey, who gave this a whole show?
It's truly.
Yeah, I got a show. It's in all the papers.
This is what they do in these cupcakeries. They always mess up the flavors.
Yes.
You know why? Because there's not a lot on the line. There's not a lot on the line. You're going to send a tiny... You get a shitty cupcake. What do? You throw it away. It's a cupcake.
Yeah,
it
you're doesn't not committing.
Matter. You
you're
can't pull committing. That kind of crap. You can't pull that kind of crap with a full cake.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a known fact that most of us nowadays get our news from the internet, even more than regular over-the-air television or cable television. We when a story is breaking fast, we tend to get our information online. It's just the way it goes. We have our phones with us all the time. We're looking at our computers all the time, and that's just the way we roll with it. We've also noticed over the years that the internet can quite often overreact and overreact rather dramatically. I mention this simply because we've had an interesting few hours.
The last 12 hours, or 18 hours, 15 hours
on the Mike O'Mara Show. We've had a very interesting time of it. And
I would also, if you don't mind me just clarifying, the internet doesn't necessarily just over. I would say. They don't overreact. Sometimes they're in such a hurry that they misfire.
Yes, exactly. Rush to judgment,
if
you will.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we will.
Yes.
The rush to judgment has, I think there are other examples of a rush to judgment when someone might have a name similar to the person that has been garnering the blowback.
Yeah.
Yes.
Case in point, I would give you a press conference held yesterday. And this might be the first time you're hearing it, but it might, if you're at all internet savvy, you've probably heard about it before. But this press conference took place yesterday. And let's play a little clip of it right here.
Good afternoon. My name is Mike O'Mara. I'm the president of the New York State Association of PBAs. This isn't stained by someone in Minneapolis. It's still got a shine on it. And so do theirs. So do theirs.
Is that an edited version of the clip? That's not the full press conference.
It is edited because I got right to the point where he was holding up the badge. I wanted to include his name up front and then the badge. And
let
this
me
is
see. But with all due respect, Rob, let me see if I can get the full press conference.
Miscalculation.
Miscalculation.
We got to get the emotion there.
If you let this play, though, I think you'll get a notion of what he's talking about.
Well, he talks about I just wanted to get for the context of the thing. I wanted to see if we could get the whole thing, but that's all right.
Let it play. There's a minute, and I think it's what you want. I absolutely do. Hold on.
Treating us like animals and thugs, and start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation. We've been vilified. It's disgusting. Trying to make us embarrassed of our profession. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly positive. Nobody talks about all the police officers that were killed in the last week in the United States of America, and there were a number of them. We don't condone Minneapolis. We roundly reject what he did as disgusting. It's disgusting. It's not what we do. It's not what police officers do. Our legislators abandoned us. The press is vilifying us. Well, you know what, guys? I'm proud to be a cop, and I'm going to continue to be proud to be a cop until the day I retire.
That's New York's Mike O'Meara.
He is the president of the New York Police Benevolent Association.
While I'm talking to Oscar, Rob, you are going to find the whole clip.
Yes.
Okay.
Because that clip does not do it. It doesn't cut what his initial spiel was.
Let's talk about the optics.
You got to the qualifying remarks.
As Rob pulls. Yes.
He goes, shaming us.
Yeah.
Shaming us. That's what the full clip has. To make a long story short.
Rob Spiewak, you can't whitewash history all the time.
Clip of the press conference. It was not all that long. If we can just get a raw press conference of it, that would be great. We can play it again. Mike O'Meara is a police union spokesman who came out as very angry. And Mike O'Meara is my name as well. And Mike O'Meara, because of this arguably tone-deaf response to what was going on, is taking a yesterday in particular, took a tremendous amount of heat and really was getting people all over the place saying, yeah, we get it, but you're saying this and you're completely disregarding the issue at hand, which is, decades of African-Americans being targeted by police officers. That's kind of what the point is. To come out and play the victim card, I completely get the idea of the interactions that are happening with the police. But at the same time, it's the timing you're talking about. And especially
and
when you are
not warranted.
A white Irishman standing in front of what appears to be, I do not see one person of color there. I am truly trying to see if there's anyone in back of me that has it. Do we have the full clip of the
optics? He's going to let us know when he has it.
Very good.
The optics, okay. Mike, let alone the timing and the message, which I thought, frankly, was tone deaf, as you said, because I called you.
Yeah, the optics were bad because you had a man getting up there and screaming out of control, like an angry cop.
Yes.
He looks like, and he sounds like an angry cop. Where he's like, you got to understand. These things you're calling, it's disgraceful. It's disgusting. You treat us the fact is
it was ham-handed.
Yeah,
ham-handed. The lineup of officers behind him looked to be all white. Was ham-handed,
right?
And like it just did not. I was blown away. Now, for someone that's worked on the show on multiple different levels, in front of the microphone and behind the microphone, I have been fighting my entire life for something I've been a part of, possibly the Mike O'Meara show, to possibly go viral in one way or another on social media. We all think that's a holy grail when you run a business. How can we get maximum exposure? The entire world to hear the name Mike O'Meara show, to be trending on Twitter internationally, to be top 10. And the one time it happens, it's during this press conference.
Mike, I think I have the full press conference here. It's about nearly 3 minutes of it.
All right, let's listen to it again and hear the, because he's angry.
Yeah.
Very angry.
And look, there are also, I have to be full disclosure here. I get that a police officer would be frustrated. It's just the moment, knowing the moment, to come out and be the angry, tough guy, New York City, I'm going to kick your ass cop, plays well with the guys in back of him. But he doesn't get it. So let's listen to, and then we'll get to it, Mike O'Meara again, shall we?
My name is Mike O'Meara. I'm the president of the New York State Association of PBAs. And I just want to talk to you, the press, and I want to talk to the police officers. 375 million interactions with the public every year. 375 million interactions. Overwhelmingly positive responses. Overwhelmingly positive responses. But I read in the papers all week. We all read in the papers that.
Pause it for a second.
In the black community.
In the papers. It was all in the papers.
I just want to talk.
I don't want the calamari. Do you understand me? God damn it. I'm a New York City police officer. Do you understand it? What do you mean I'm out of control? What do you mean I've lost my temper? Let's listen again.
to you, the press, and I want to talk to the police officers. 375 million interactions with the public every year. 375 million interactions.
Okay, we get it.
Overwhelmingly positive responses. Overwhelmingly positive responses. But I read in the papers all week, we all read in the papers, that in the black community, mothers are worried about their children getting home from school without being killed by a cop. What world are we living in? That doesn't happen.
Oh, God.
It does not happen. I am not Derek Chauvin. They are not him. He killed someone. We didn't. We are restrained. And you know what? I'm saying this to all the cops here. Because you know what? Everybody's trying to shame us. The legislators, the press, everybody's trying to shame us into being embarrassed about our profession.
Hold it right there. Are you able to stop it in the
this
middle?
Isn't staying,
or do you have to go all the way back to the beginning again?
I can pause it. I just paused it.
So he says,
what do you mean that doesn't happen?
They're trying to shame us, okay?
Right.
That's the point right there at that moment in the press conference. That's the point. And I want to say to the police offices, well, we're in a climate right now.
Right.
With people in the streets in every city. Well, maybe you ought to be broadening your appeal.
Yeah.
Little tough union Jimmy Hoffa wannabe Mike O'Mara.
Also.
I'm sorry. I'm listening to this. I'm getting more pissed off because I know he's playing to his tough guy base behind him. That's not the point.
This is what a union wants, Mike. Let me just tell you. This is what I learned. This is what I learned in business school. And by the way, this is completely false. You want a guy to stoke the fires even more to make people hate you more. That's who you hire.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happened here.
It's pretty amazing.
That message was not meant for him. And if it was, it should have been contrite and very. And by the way, if you don't have diversity on your force or are supporting you, don't show it. Don't show it to the world.
It is a show of white faces. Like, you know.
Next time, write a letter.
Yeah. And by the way, I have nothing but admiration for the New York City Police Department. They have done an amazing job. But there is lack of awareness among many police officers in the United States. And Todd Moore's threads show it. Okay? You see these people jump on and say,
for some time.
You're going to, first of all, you say defund the police and you don't get that concept.
Right.
I'm so sick of it. Look, the worm is turned, people. The worm is turned. You're not talking about firing police officers immediately. What you're doing is talking about allocating resources so that these cities that in some cases spend a third of their budget on the police department can allocate some of those resources to maybe give people in the poorest neighborhoods in America a better chance to make the whole thing better. Because as long as you don't, you are going to have crime. Not because people are black. You're going to have crime because people are poor and desperate and lacking hope. These are not concepts in the year 2020 that should in any way be controversial. But as soon as you say we want to allocate funds, take it away from the police department, maybe put it into an outreach center to train people to work at Lockheed Martin out in the suburbs, and they go defund the police. Oh, that's right. Well, when you're calling for the burglary and we don't show up, okay. You don't oversimplify crap, because I think we're going to move. I pray we'll be moving as a country away from a oversimplified view of the world to a nuanced view of the world, because it's complicated. They're gray areas. Just like all cops are not bad, all black people that are protesting are not rioting. We have to get nuanced here. We have to understand. But the
subtlety.
Big problem where this all sprang from was overuse of force resulting in a man's death. Period. End of story. And this is not a time, Mike O'Mara.
Mike O'Mara.
This is not a time, Mike O'Mara, to come out with this tone. Wouldn't you say, Oscar, that's more than more tone
it's
than anything else?
The timing is wrong. Like, if he came out contrite and said, look, we stand with you. We're here. We hear you. These are the steps.
He didn't. He said, we demand your respect.
These are the steps we're taking. And
it's
by
a
the
bullying
way,
tone. It's a bullying tone.
It's a totally bullying
tone. A white man
tone.
To stand up there and say, this is not happening. This is crazy. How do you know? You clearly have not talked to your constituents, if you have any, of color.
And by the way, this problem, as it has been discussed and discussed and discussed, is not just the knee on the guy's neck. It's the other cops standing around because they're afraid to rock the boat. Yeah. So play more of Mike O'Mara, Rob.
It's still got a shine on it. And so do theirs. So do theirs.
His badge.
Stop treating us like animals and thugs. And start treating us with some respect. That's what we're here today to say. We've been left out of the conversation.
Just pause it for a second, because I got to get this crap off my chest, okay?
All right, yeah.
The shine on it. The members of the military and members of the police department in the United States have been given credit for decades for what they do. They are honored for what they do. It is a tragedy when somebody loses their life in service, which is what they are. It is service to the public. I get that. You don't need to come out, Mike O'Mara, and remind me that that badge has a shine on it. Mm. There are no more brave people. They're the people that run towards the problem. You can know that and still scream that things need to change for the better. That's the nuance. It's not black and white. Mm. When you come out with a press conference like this and you're screaming, you're discounting all the people that want to make things better. Many of whom I'm sure who are included in the New York City Police Department. And I'm sorry I start laughing when I try to get serious, because now I have to say back to Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Well, Mike, let's be clear. He says his name wrong. He says O'Mara, and that's part of the problem
there.
Well,
don't get me started on that. You know, it's mayor, chair, bear. It's not mere. Thank you. Mike O'Mara.
It's disgusting. It's disgusting. Trying to make us embarrassed of our profession. 375 million interactions.
We heard that.
Overwhelmingly.
He likes that figure.
Overwhelmingly positive. Nobody talks about all the police officers that were killed in the last week in the United States of America.
Pause for a second.
And there were a number of them.
That number was given to him like on a fortune cookie piece of paper.
Yeah.
Right before he walked on. And he said, "Is this a fact?" He looked up like the and then I'm going to use this.
I'm saying use maybe this. It was a. Do you think maybe he rushed to those microphones
I'm
a little bit? Oscar,
somebody could make an argument and say, shouldn't they all be positive?
Like, right.
Yeah.
The problem is when they go sideways, people die. Like, that's a problem.
This is to me the opposite of when you see a police officer chatting with a protester and police officers taking a knee with the protesters, or having a conversation in a neighborhood, a white guy talking to an African American.
Right.
This is the opposite of that. This is divide, divide, divide. And angry, 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 angry. Let's listen to Mike O'Mara.
We don't condone Minneapolis. We roundly reject what he did as disgusting. It's disgusting. It's not what we do. It's not what police officers do.
Okay, hold on a second. A police officer did it.
Mm-hmm.
You can condemn it as disgusting, but then when you say it's not what we do, you're making a blanket statement, and everybody knows that the overwhelming majority of police officers don't do this type of thing. Don't kneel on a neck to the point where a man loses his life. But I would venture to say that there are more police officers that probably don't get involved with acts of brutality as much as they should. That's not the majority either. But it all goes up by increments. Do you understand what I'm trying to say here?
Yes.
It all goes up by increments, where if you shame the people within the department, but that doesn't happen. It's not easy. It's incredibly difficult. What's easy to do when you're an inner city cop going into horrible neighborhoods and you're a white guy dealing with African-American communities where crap is happening all the time, it's easy to just lay it out there. What I'm saying right now is as difficult a job as being a police officer is, because it's life and death, it has to get more difficult, period.
Mm-hmm.
That's just that's a fact of life. And you know what? I think there are probably a lot of guys that are on the job that should maybe be looking in the mirror going, is this really, can I handle this? Because you know something? It's going to be more difficult. It's going to be more difficult because not only are you going to have to watch your own personal behavior, you're going to be held accountable by your partner and by the other guys that came for backup if they get out of line, because you got to make sure that things are done the right way. Of course you defend yourself. Of course you make sure. And mistakes will be made. They always, with use of force, it's going to be made. But you got to be aware of that. This doesn't help. When you say the shine's on the badge, we get it. You don't get it. By this press conference, you don't get it. You wonder why there's blowback on this? Mike O'Mara. That's why. That's my two cents. I won't get serious anymore, but go ahead and play it, Rob Spiegel.
All right.
Our legislators abandoned us. The press is vilifying us. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what, guys? I'm proud to be a cop, and I'm going to continue to be proud to be a cop until the day I retire. Mm-hmm. And that's all I have to say.
Mike O'Mara. Rob, do you understand why I wanted to play the whole thing? Because at the very beginning is when he does the shaming thing. Look,
he said it's not happening. Like,
right.
It's not happening to black families and parents.
It's not the time. It's not the tone. Yep. That's the type of thing. If you were scared, if you were anybody, black, white, I don't care what color you are, and you look at that press conference, I'm looking at it right now with the 500 white guys with crew cuts.
That's
standing in back of my mind.
You know what I thought, Mike?
It looked like a casting call what it looked like. It really did.
I legit saw that and said, oh, no. When we drive up to Maine, God willing, or Massachusetts this summer, God willing, we were able to do that. I'm going around New York City.
Yeah.
I'm going around New York City.
It's scary. Mm-hmm. It's where we are. Now, that's the heavy part.
Yeah. Right?
The press conference is the heavy part. The interesting part will be when we come back, ladies and gentlemen. I start reading. Oscar will give us a little background on
Mean tweets, Mike.
The mean tweets that came, not just to Mike O'Mara, police union spokesman, but Mike O'Mara at MikeOMaraShow.com. So, have you ever felt Mike
more,
O'Mara.
Mike, have you ever felt more connected?
Oh, boy. It's a case of mistaken identity. We'll be right back, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.MikeOMaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I get in a lot of awkward situations. I was in the elevator at the hotel, and it was just me and this other guy, and I didn't know him. And there's one of those awkward silences. And he looked at me and he goes, rock and roll, man. I never know what to say to that guy. Smooth jazz, man. News talk, traffic and weather on the 10s. When somebody says rock and roll, man, you know exactly who you're dealing with, right? Like, oh, okay, that guy does drugs. Lives in his mom's basement. Somewhere he has a girlfriend that looks exactly like Tom Petty. I woke up this morning in the hotel and I couldn't figure out how to work the shower. That's humiliating. You're just standing there, naked, confused. Finally just give up and take a bath. There's no reason a grown man should be taking a bath. Every time I take a bath, I'm worried somebody's going to walk in and be like, oh, Greg decided to kill himself. Aren't you going to try and stop me? No, you're a grown man taking a bath. Things must be pretty bad.
Hobson?
Yeah?
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
Do you want to run my bath for me?
That's what I live for. Perhaps you'd like me to come in there and wash your d*** for you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios at our nation's capital, home of Charlie, Bernie, and Coffee Cake. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air right now, heard everywhere from Prescott, Arizona, to Opal, Virginia, Craigmont, Idaho, White Oak, Pennsylvania, South Hill in Spokane, Washington, and Fredericksburg, Denmark, Virginians. There you go.
Curveball. Yeah,
that's exactly what it was. Our show today brought to you by Cornerstone. As things slowly start to reopen, we're seeing signs of stabilization in the housing and mortgage market. Rates looking pretty nice right now, but you need to negotiate those rates, and you need to work with a professional that can help you negotiate the rates so you get the best deal. That's why we adapt the new normal with Cornerstone. Cornerstone First has emerged as a leader by educating our listeners, not selling them. Their low rate guarantee and the fact that they are a lender and a broker allows them to have all programs available, and a retail bank can't do that. Call my friend Mark Livingstone, Cornerstone First Financial, today, 202-625-1221. And Mark Livingstone and all the people at Cornerstone First Financial, thank you for supporting the Mike O'Mara Show.
Fantastic.
We truly appreciate that. You're one of our finest local advertisers, and you've been with us a good long time. We appreciate your business every single day. God bless all of you folks at Cornerstone First Financial. Cornerstone First will put your home value to work for you. We'll come out of this together, and when we do, Cornerstone First will be there, 202-625-1221 or cornerstonefirst.com. Cornerstone First Financial, personal attention from application to closing. Okay, you heard Mike O'Mara.
Yes.
The confusion was immediate. Oscar called me yesterday and told me last evening what was going on with this, and I had not been near my computer all day, and you said you're not going to believe what's going on here.
So
pretty amazing.
At 6:01, I get a text from our friend Clinton Yates from ESPN.
Yes.
And he says, dude, I must say, I am sincerely effing sorry about what you're all probably dealing with from Mike's name being his name.
Yeah.
Well said.
And I said, uh-oh. So I called him. He's on Los Angeles. I was like, he's wrapped up with TV. I'm like, hey, man. And he's a friend of the show, loves the show. We're friends.
You Google yesterday, last evening, Mike O'Mara, and you're going to see the controversy, and you're going to see the little video come up. And then into the right-hand column, there's my fat ass just staring back at you with my big publicity photo grin.
Yes.
Hi there.
And at first glance, in fairness to anybody that, in just a bit, you'll see what has transpired, especially on Twitter. You from a distance, white guy to white guy, your publicity picture could be the guy who's in that YouTube video.
Especially if you look at it like on a phone. If you're not looking on a big 27-inch monitor, if you're just looking on a phone, it could be.
You saw a picture of us in the papers.
In the papers?
This show still has its shine. Shaming
us. Good afternoon. My name is Mike O'Mara.
Shaming us for not doing
so.
The TMOS cocktail party again on Friday night. Shaming us.
But yes, Oscar, I'm sorry.
The backlash was immediate.
Oh, it was huge. Because of the tone deafness,
yes.
You get the backlash. Yeah. This is a period of upheaval in the United States. Make no mistake about it.
So much so, I wrote a mass text to the team. I said, SOS, please monitor the social, but also the website, because people can comment on the website forums. They can also, I was scared that there was going to be a denial service attack on our website. So I had Pony stay up as long as he could with his meds to actually check if somebody was going to attack our website.
Can he surf the internet in the dark?
He can.
Okay, just checking.
Yeah, this was a serious matter, let alone the number of mean tweets that came to at Mike O'Mara Show.
Right.
Well, let's read some of them, shall we?
Right. Yes.
Since it's at Mike O'Mara Show. At Chris Marius writes, at Mike O'Mara Show, start acting properly and we'll think about it, responding to his press conference.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Let me see. The next one says, at S. Barnard says, if earning our trust is a bridge too far for you, Mikey, go F yourself. You lame hothouse posy at Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, I love the notion that these people that are hot under the collar and running to
their
Twitter.
Their message is on point, just at the
it
wrong
account. But they
account.
think that this union guy has a show. Because it's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey,
at
his
Real
show was
DL
in all the
Hughley,
papers.
At Real DL Hughley writes, now that the sheet has been pulled back from the corruption at Mike O'Mara's show, hashtag Mike O'Mara wants to cry.
at New York City.
I'm sorry,
PBA.
That is a king of comedy. That is an A-list actor writing at Mike O'Mara Show.
At Mike O'Mara Show, at Mike O'Mara Show and hashtag Mike O'Mara wants to cry. Where was this when people, innocent people, were beaten and murdered at the hands of cops and other cops covered it up? Tax dollars should not fund corrupt cops. Molly Rogers writes, at Mike O'Mara Show, is that the same guy? So there's hope at this moment. There's perhaps hope.
My name is Mike O'Mara.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Oh,
is that the
God.
Same guy?
Is that the same guy?
Is that I don't know if it's the same guy.
At Mike O'Mara Show, you have to earn respect, Karen. That almost looks like I'm responding, which I'm not.
It's just a meme. It's just a meme.
Yeah, it is. It is.
At Gaucho says, at Mike O'Mara Show, stop behaving like animals and just maybe you'll get some respect back.
That's Mike one that could be show. Applicable to the show at times.
Yeah, yes. True.
That's
true.
Fair. That is fair to us.
Painting with a broad brush.
And then you have, you know, like you do on a Twitter feed, you've got a constant people responding to that. And New York police boss Mike O'Mara, just to see my name like that, went off on the media today. Stop treating us like animals and thugs and start treating us with some respect. And then we go down here. At the JT writes, F the police at Mike O'Mara Show. By the way, yes, I am reading all of the punctuation too, just to give you an idea, just to give you that feel of the Twitter
feed.
Please.
Right?
Mike, it's the Twitterverse is what it is.
Right.
The Twitterverse.
Exactly.
Yes.
At Mike O'Mara Show, this comes up from Mikey Saturday. At Mike O'Mara Show says, respect is easy through integrity and consistent, and then it gets chopped off.
Yes. Yeah. Because these are misfires. The wrong count. They're going to the wrong count.
Exactly.
Replying to at Egad My Pickle and at Mike O'Mara's Show. Do you know where I can find him?
This is not okay.
This
not
is
okay.
This sorry. This begins
this is
to get
dicey territory.
Yes. A little weird.
Yeah.
And then at T.E. Edward Bear the Third and at Mike O'Mara's Show. No, wrong, Mike.
Again. That's not a tweet that we might not get on a normal day. We could get that.
Mm-hmm. Fair. It's a little, that's fair.
True.
That's fair.
Don't be an animal. Fair. No, wrong.
The ghost of Malcolm X writes, jeez. The biggest irony in history, NYPD is notorious for brutalizing black people for decades. Don't cry now. At New York PDS Special Ops, at New York PD News, at New York PD Shea, at Mike O'Mara Show! This is all Mike O'Mara going off on the media and the response. Let me see here. Soledad at Soledad O'Brien.
It's a big name.
It is.
And at Mike O'Mara Show, you realize that who you targeted, Mike O'Mara Show, is not the police officer. It's a frickin' radio show. Maybe you should not jump to suck. Quick, harsh words to a man who isn't a cop at all.
Someone.
But he's wanted to be for a long time.
Whole life. His whole life.
Calvin Barnes Jr. simply writes, at Mike O'Mara Show, boy, F you all.
Mike, you know, 20 years ago, that sort of communication couldn't happen. But Twitter has made it possible.
Otter Nonsense writes, at Mike O'Mara Show, who gave this a-hole a show?
That's my favorite so far.
Just amazing. It just gets better and better and better. And, you know, the thread is Mike O'Mara went off on the media today.
Yeah.
Let me see what the next response here is. Replying to at Mike O'Mara Show, Teddy Eddy writes, are you the guy on Fox News right now?
Hey, who gave this a-hole a show?
It's truly.
Yeah, I got a show. It's in all the papers.
At Mike O'Mara Show, then how about if the cops stop acting out like out of control animals?
Yeah,
I agree with you.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I didn't think the press conference was a good idea.
And then the new thread that starts, it's still got a shine on it. And they show the press conference again. Z simply writes, I hope it's not my buddy Z. No. At Mike O'Mara show, this you?
What if it is?
Can you imagine, like, yesterday you finished the show, you say, Carla, I think I'm going to go up to New York City and do a press conference. Okay, honey, be careful up there.
Yeah. At Natalia RCCA writes, at Mike O'Mara's show, the videos showing police brutality speak for themselves. Thanks for letting me know that.
Thank you.
At Mike O'Mara's show. I appreciate
that. Who gave this
that.
A-hole a show?
Mr. Swag writes, at Mike O'Mara's show is so soft. Like, yeah, you don't support Minneapolis, obviously, effingly. But that doesn't mean NYPD is any better. I've seen how they treat black people in New York, and it's pitiful. Thanks for sharing that with that Mike O'Mara show. And it goes on and on.
We
and,
had some allies trying to clear your name.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So there was
I'm going down to find the Musker. There, yeah, there may be a few. Okay, here we go. I got one. At Logan Sergel writes, wrong, Mike morons. This guy is a beautiful and supportive man. Trust me. Now sashay away. Now, I don't know whether he's talking about me, but I've got the at Mike O'Mara
show. And by the way, at Logan Sergel, the Logan Sergel's tweeting them.
Yeah.
That's a DC ally.
Sure. This is true. Disgusting to watch nationwide police misconduct at Mike O'Mara show. Speak to police union members' behavior. Invest money into PR program. Stop shouting and adding to unrest. Very logical.
Well, you do.
Probably
shout
not
a lot,
the best way to do that.
Fair. Right.
But there we are. Let me see. Okay, moving right down the list here. For more on Mike O'Mara, check out at Fiddle Ifier writes, for more on Mike O'Mara, check out the Mike at Mike O'Mara show at MikeO'MaraShow.com. I don't know how many people are going to be listening to us today. Look, I implore. I can't do this on my own, folks.
Right.
I can't. You know where I come from. You know how I came into the studio that Tuesday morning after this all went down. And maybe if somebody's industrious and can grab
a
clip.
We need to clear Mike's name.
Yes.
Right.
The taint.
I don't know how far we want to go with this, whether we would put a press statement out or, but that clip of the show.
Yeah.
From me.
Yeah.
Would be probably a good thing to see if we can get our hands on. Do you think we can pull that off?
Absolutely.
Right. In a heartbeat. Okay.
Very easily. Very easily.
And just with a statement saying, this is the Mike O'Mara show representing the New York City Police is not the same Mike O'Mara that does the Mike O'Mara show. And if you want to know the difference, listen to a clip from his show the day after this incident occurred.
Yes,
I think as I'm reading this, it's funny to read it. And then I'm reading
it's dawning
and
on you how
it's dawning on me how heavy this is.
Yes.
Right.
You know, it truly is, and that's
as
the
we
end
live
of the,
in a we live in a nation and a world of Google happy people. They're going to click twice and get the wrong impression, and we don't want that.
Pretty crazy stuff. And
who
by
gave
the way,
this a-hole a show?
I did this not in regard to not in regards to the incident of Mike O'Mara giving a press conference. I actually made a hat for myself on line last night. I do a lot of work with Zazzle. They're an old client of the Mike O'Mara show, and I made my own BLM hat last night, which
I
look forward to wearing out on the golf course where it needs to be worn.
Yep.
And I look forward to the guys going, what's that mean? And, saying, it's a radio station I used to work for. And just to F with them.
No, you won't say that.
Yeah.
Come on.
It's interesting that I felt compelled enough where I want to show my support for Black Lives Matter, and that's the way I choose to do it.
This is the upside, Mike, of all of this, if there is one, is that the awareness are people trying to share their voice and want to stand up for people that don't have a voice.
Right.
It's now being accepted and not ostracized.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a very strange world that we live in right now. But as I said before, there are two feelings I will give you when we come back on the Mike O'Mara show. We'll talk about my feeling of hope, which has a lot to do with what we may have been talking about, and then my sense of impending doom as well.
All right.
They're not necessarily related, but
mutually exclusive.
Thanks for all your tweets, and thanks for letting me know where I stand with you. And more importantly than anything, thanks for putting me in my place.
That's right.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I will come back with a radio show / podcast, not a police news conference right here. I'm a little gobsmacked. We'll be right back.
There's now a new way for you to show your support for the Mike O'Mara Show with Facebook Stars. What is it?
A way where listeners can support the stream by buying stars and then donating as they will right to the show.
When you watch TMOS on Facebook, look for the star. Give it a tap and send as many as you want, all for just a penny a star. You can watch and give anytime.
Stay up late and watch the stars come out.
Each star helps the show and is an easy way for you to keep that comedy train chugging along.
The more stars, the more we stay on.
You got that right. Facebook Stars and TMOS. Give a little to laugh a lot.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Legacy Box. I love Legacy Box.
So great.
A super simple mail-in service that preserves all of your home movies and pictures on a thumb drive, DVD, or the cloud. Father's Day is fast approaching. What are you getting, Dad? Huh?
Murray?
Hey, I almost sounded like that NBC reporter. Now, what are you getting, Dad?
Oh, Keith Morrison?
Right.
Yeah.
How about that video of Dad on the Ring camera? No. Preserving memories, which we're talking about here. Yeah. Help Dad bring the box of whole movies into the 21st century and preserve your family's past for the future. It's so easy. You pack your movies, your pictures, your memories, you send them to Legacy Box. They convert everything by hand, and then you enjoy. Legacy Box is the world's largest digitizer of home movies and photos and has helped over 750,000 families preserve their past, including the O'Maras, the Spiewaks, and the Santanas. I got old home videos put on a thumb drive. I love it. Get started preserving your family's legacy today. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS to get an incredible 50% off your first order. Buy today to take advantage of this exclusive offer. Then send it in when you're ready. Legacy Box is great for you or someone you love, especially dear old Dad. Go to legacybox.com/TMOS and save 50% while supplies last. And we thank you. Yeah.
Love them.
So interesting times we're living in. And I get back to my hope and dread discussion that I wanted to have here.
Yeah.
The hope is that with pressure being put on by people in the streets, people that are on television, people that are voting, that we change things for the better. If you start treating people better, I think people are going to start getting better, mm-hmm. and we're going to start healing. That's my hope. I hope that with every fiber of my being. This is something that we have ignored in America for way too long. That's the way I feel about it, and I truly think that once the anger's over, and by the way, I don't blame everybody that serves on a police force and uses police brutality. A lot of this comes from, this is almost like child abuse, almost yeah. as though we used to talk about the vicious cycle of child sure. abuse, which involved a fact that a child, a person who abuses a child was in many cases a child abused. It was a cycle. Well, you also have a cycle of racism.
Mm-hmm.
That is and you don't hear about that. That's you don't hear about that as much as you should. The cycle of racism, multi-generational racism, handed down from grandpa to dad to the kid to his kid. That's what's got to be. And it's just opening our minds and educating ourselves, and hopefully it'll be better. So when I see people, black, brown, white, in the streets, peacefully protesting together, but making no mistake of the fact that they want change. It is an encouraging thing for our society that we've got good people in this country that want to make it better. It's exactly how I feel about it.
And
I hope I'm right.
When you talk about it, I think you are right. And when you talk about it, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I'm not racist. And maybe they're not. But if you're passive about a problem that is existing, you're still part of the problem sometimes. That's why it's so great to see
right.
the protest going on. This is something positive and something active, something proactive fighting it. And that is encouraging to me, because if you're passive about it, it's almost like saying it's okay. You know, you're just standing back from it. But so if you go and you do something proactive, it's really, that's a step I think we've taken in the past few weeks. We've seen more proactive.
If people say, I'm not racist, I think you change that dialogue. You change that to, am I racially sensitive enough? Mm-hmm.
There you go.
That's fair.
Forget labeling somebody as a racist. It's too easy to say, you know, how many people have you said, by the way, when someone comes out and says, there's not a racist bone in my body, yeah. I think that in itself recognizes the fact that they don't get the problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I think that instead of labeling, because people hate that word racist, I think if you label somebody as a racist, you immediately put them into a defensive crouch,
yep.
and you're not going to get anywhere. But if you say, could you be more racially sensitive? I don't think there's an American, a white American, that could maybe say, you know, I could be more sensitive to these issues. It's hard to be when people look different.
Well, it's a matter of... It's a matter of wanting to. It's a matter of education. It's a matter
education.
Of education. Mm-hmm. And look, you can get degrees in aerospace online, let alone, take a deep dive onto YouTube and find out about the civil rights movement.
Yeah.
Learn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Educate yourself.
And you know what? And the thing about it, when you see videos now, if you go back to Rodney King and you go to George Floyd and you watch it, folks, you know. There are screaming voices of people that were never videoed,
mm-hmm.
and no one ever knew what was going on. And it's not. I just don't think we. I think we have to. We have to change. We have to make the change. So I do, as I said, feel hopeful. What I don't feel hopeful about is our other big story of the year in the great year of 2020, the best year ever, and that is. And by the way. This may turn out to be the best year ever. If we can get some real change and move in the right direction,
we may be okay. Small price to pay.
Right.
Yeah. But what I don't feel hopeful about is this pandemic. I'm getting nervous. I'm getting nervous when they mentioned that Florida cases were up by 50% yesterday. That was
that's
making
me nervous. I didn't
see that
headline. I'm sorry. I was... Yeah.
Well, they put a map up on CNN.
It was in the papers.
And I paused it. And it showed the areas, by the way, a lot of areas where it's declining. And I think in the great state of Maine, declining. Turn on the car, honey. Turn on the car right now.
Pack
but
a
in
bag,
Florida.
Mike.
And by the way, Georgia, the one that with the governor that opened up super early and didn't care.
Right.
They've stabilized. It looks like they're stabilizing. So that's a really good thing.
Have they stabilized the cases or stabilized the amount of cases that are being reported?
You don't know, do you? But Virginia, I think, had good numbers.
Virginia just opened.
Yeah,
I know. Virginia, I know. Yeah. But it's just, I feel as though when Rob said a couple of days ago that his mom goes into a doctor's office and they're getting ready for July, I feel like that impending doom.
Yeah, and they've been calling for that. They've been calling for that for months. They said that late March.
Are we ready to agree that we don't know, that everybody doesn't know?
Well, of course. Nobody
doesn't know. Dr. Fauci, he might as well be, our modern-day Greenspan. Like, when he talks, the markets move, right?
Right.
Right.
So, when he said that we're in the beginning stages of this pandemic, I believe him.
Me too.
Yeah.
And he said
it's his
worst nightmare. We're in the beginning stages of this pandemic. We're doing the best we can. People have to open back up, and we're all taking a certain amount of risk to continue operating.
Mm-hmm.
Two things that I take away from this conversation. One, in this show, is Mike realized the gravitas of that press conference and how it's trying to sully his name and our brand.
Right.
Sully my name.
And two,
taking a complete U-turn right now.
Yeah.
Do you think it's possible that I could be, that there would be listeners of this show that would be caught up in that and somehow get confused and think that was me?
No. I think what's happening right now is a lot of people who thought you were an ally of the police force are listening to this show and be like, this is not the same guy from the press conference.
That's right.
It's not the same guy.
There's the nuance again. I love police officers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I've ridden along with police officers.
Like
I enjoy it.
They may like our shtick in the long run,
But sure. Well, I think they will. But my cop friends don't, step off with me. But I've gotten in extremely heated discussions with them as well.
It's no longer trending in the U.S. So you got that going for you, Mike.
Good.
Your
numbers are off the charts in Sweden.
I think the hate mail. What you don't see within all the printouts we sent you is the people coming to your defense and saying, "Stop it. That's the Mike O'Mara show is an ally. Like you got the wrong guy.
Right.
You got the wrong guy." And they're shooting links to your opening salvo when this happened right away, before it was trendy, before it was people were talking about it. So people got have your back. Second, Mike realized literally 40 seconds ago, rewind at home if you're watching.
Right.
That he should be in Maine and not Florida.
Right.
During That's the true. Show. During the real time during the show.
Like, I'm not even sure if he'll be here for the audio vault at this point.
Vroom, vroom. From Ted Turner's cable news network, health experts have long warned about a second peak in COVID-19, and now a rise in cases has pushed Arizona to tell its hospitals to activate emergency plans. Arizona is one of 19 states with the trend of new coronavirus cases still increasing, while 24 states are trending downward. 7 states' trends are holding steady. Nationally, more than 1.9 million people have been infected by the virus, and more than 112,000 have died, according to data from Johns Hopkins. So that's,
but we need to go back to what Oscar said about Dr. Fauci saying we're in the beginning stages, and it is. We don't know anything, as we've said all along.
But we don't know.
The one thing we do know is we don't know the end game. We don't have a vaccine. We don't even know if you're safe to run around with the antibodies. People theorize it's okay if you have the antibodies, you can run around. But they don't know that. And so that's why it's scary, because we don't have an end game right
now. What's the mask situation down there? Has it gotten any, more prevalent since you've got these numbers?
I don't
go
out enough to know. Okay. I really don't. I don't go out enough. And I'm more loosey-goosey with my mask. We have them. I bought new masks that arrived because we were going short. We used the paper ones. Mm-hmm. Some don't.
Wear them on a regular basis?
I wear them on a semi-regular basis.
Yeah. Yeah, just watch out for yourself and your family, man.
Yep.
Oscar, with me in particular, it probably speaks to inside and outside.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Inside.
I wear them more inside than I do outside. I am not without guilt on this. I think that I could do a better job if I was more diligent about it. And I think maybe a lot of people are in the same boat.
We're having completely different experiences because of where we live.
Mm-hmm.
You walk up to our building now, as an older building, there's a bunch of signs that say, "Elevator, these are rules for the elevator. Please wear a mask in the hallways and the common areas." All of that.
You're a city dweller.
But it also gives you confidence to just wear a mask. That's the norm. Yep. That's the norm.
Yeah. Well, I had to go to the grocery store yesterday, and I'm proud to say that everybody in the store that I saw, everybody had a mask. However,
was it the grocery store or was it Costco?
No, it was Harris Teeter in Lansdowne. And the thing that blew my mind is that as I was choosing my checkout guy, the checker was wearing his mask under his nose.
Oh, that move I hate. I hate that. Because listen, when you have a fat head, as Rob and I will attest, it's hard to keep it on your nose. It on your nose. You constantly, and you say, don't touch the mask. Well, screw you. I'm making sure that my little thing has the fold.
The pinch.
Right. Right.
Yeah. But anyway.
By the way, Rob got his mask, if you're wondering, he got his mask from a fire department. They also use it to catch people jumping out of tall buildings.
Now you're just being silly. You know I got mine.
Oh, we have a bulletin. Hold on.
Oh, breaking
bulletin.
News.
Bulletin.
Hey, a tooth.
Bulletin.
What happened to your tooth?
There's
Little
the
Michael's
hole.
On camera.
Oh.
Look at him.
I pulled it out just now.
You just pulled it out?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Here, put the headphones on.
Yeah.
Everybody
Man.
Wants to congratulate you.
God, I can't believe it.
Yeah. All right.
Can't wait for the tooth fairy to stop by.
That's right.
Wow. What is she breaking off these days? $50?
Wow.
What's the story?
Awesome.
You know, a lot of people in Florida don't lose their first teeth till they're 22.
Is it a Hunsky? What is it?
Hunsky?
It's a five ski.
Oh, sorry. Five ski.
So, congratulations, loose tooth boy. You pulled it out by yourself?
Yeah.
Michael.
It didn't hurt.
It didn't hurt?
No, it never does. And you just pulled it out?
Uh-huh.
Do you know what I used to do when I was a boy? I'd tie a string to my tooth, tie the other string to a door, and then slam the door.
You didn't. That you saw that in a movie. Let me see it. Let me see it. Wow, that's a really...
You know, is it the bottom front tooth? I can't tell which one it is.
Bottom front tooth, yeah.
Attaboy. Right.
That's a good spot for saving candy now.
Do you have chocolate on your cheek? Do you have chocolate on your cheek? I'll do what I hated my mother doing. Here you go.
Ew.
Is it
chocolate?
I hope.
Yeah, it's just. Hey, congratulations.
Nutella. I love Nutella.
I love you. Give me a kiss.
Congratulations.
Oh, good job.
Look for the money tomorrow morning.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Goodbye, duties.
Goodbye, duties.
He's so sweet.
Oh, God, do I love that
He's
kid.
He's so sweet. He's so sweet.
Oh, my God. We got to take a break when we come back.
That was great.
Oh, God. I will finally get to the cupcake discussion. Just
Thank
once
you.
For all. I know I'm belaboring it, but we need a palate cleanser. We've done a pretty heavy show today, thanks to Mike O'Mara. Not me. The police spokesman. Thank you. We'll take a break and come back, and I will. I'll try to make my case again about the cupcake right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. And now with King's Things, here's Larry.
I got a lot of respect for people who understand calculators. The Masked Singer makes me gassy. I never kissed a plumber. I have no idea how she got there, officer. I always forget about Ohio. Weird. The interior of my car still smells like salad dressing. I don't have any fingernails. If you want funny, you want the TMOS bonus show. Go to MichaelMarryShow.com. Use your mouse. Buy it. It's good. Okay?
Hi, Larry. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Stamps.com. For all our sakes, we need to avoid crowds any way we can. But what if you need postage to send out letters and packages? Have no fear. Stamps.com is here. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps.com. Print your postage on demand and skip those crowds at the post office. No human contact required. It's that easy. Stamps.com brings all the services of the U.S. Postal Service right to your computer so you can stay hunkered down.
Hunkered down.
Love that word. And if that wasn't enough, Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discount rates up to 62%.
Yes.
And with Stamps.com, you don't have to pay UPS residential surcharges. Plus, 5 cents off every first class stamp. That's a bingo.
That is a bingo.
Stamps.com is the best, saving you time and money and keeping you safe in these crazy times. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in TMOS. That's Stamps.com, promo code TMOS. Stay safe, my friends. I mentioned it, teased it a little bit yesterday about the cupcake. So we have a graduation party for my wife's niece. And it's lovely, and we cook a little steak on the grill. It's fantastic. And then my mother-in-law brings cupcakes to this. And I see cupcakes, and I'm not so over the top that I react negatively. Cut the cake. I look at these, and I'm like, all right. And it's the same thing. By the way, this is another reason why cupcakes continue to thrive in America. Because even though cupcakes, by their very nature, suck, you always think there's a chance they're going to be good because it's a cake and it's frosting, and you say maybe it'll be good. But I will tell you something that we've discussed it in great detail.
Forgive me, it's like a bad relationship.
I love cupcakes. I don't know why you guys are so crazy about this.
It starts with Rob doesn't feel as strongly about the cupcake as I do. Rob will say that a good cupcake, you can get a good cupcake.
You can make a good cupcake. However, I would say that as a rule, always cake greater than cupcake. Always.
Well, of course.
Yeah. But they don't make them now. These cupcakeries with these people that probably don't know how to do anything else in the bakery department and decide that putting a teeny piece of cake and then glopping it with an artery clogging fistful of frosting
ratios,
is the way to go.
Ratios.
But that I've done that. I've talked about that. I just don't think it's a good product. And also the cupcakes you get at the cupcakeries in every little hamlet in America right now.
Georgetown cupcake.
My favorite.
They had a television show. Oh, George, let's line up outside.
DC cupcakes. Those people,
my God. Yeah.
And cupcakes, of course in Leesburg, Mike, they're sweet.
Right.
Stop by sweet.
But make it a mathematical equation.
Right.
Take a cake.
see what the cake costs, and then divide it into the same amount of ounces that you would pay for a cupcake. You're getting screwed. Mike.
Oh, you're getting absolutely screwed. Think of this. I mean, it's not uncommon to pay $4 or $5 for a premium Highline cupcake, right?
Right.
And
ridiculous.
So you buy a dozen of them. That's, what, $48.
But you're
looking, going to pay $48 for a cake that feeds 12? They're ripping you off.
Yes. But you can get so much more variety and flavor.
Thank you. That's a great segue. Okay, let's talk about variety. So the cupcakes arrive, and there are plenty of them. They're box after box after box. There's an ice cream sundae cupcake.
Sounds like fun. You know?
What then does that taste like?
Didn't have the pleasure. then there's the red velvet cake.
Oh, I love the red velvet.
Okay, calm down. Oh, that is the bastion of the cupcake. And I'm like, yuck.
Red velvet, Mike, it has enough dye in it to change the color of your stool. Don't eat red velvet.
Maddie is fighting to get in this.
Madeline, go ahead.
Yeah, you guys are definitely wrong. Cupcakes are great. I don't see the issue with the proportion. I think if you have like a good proportion cupcake, the icing's the best part.
But the cupcake doesn't have. Maddie, you're pissing me off. It doesn't have. The ratio is never that way in the modern cupcakery. It's a big, giant grapefruit of buttercream frosting on top of a quarter of cake, a quarter-sized sliver of cake, and it's not the ratio that I like, and it makes me angry. Maddie, I'm going to educate you now, because then when we talk about flavor, what is this? And I said, okay, well, Mike, just try one. I said, all right. They didn't really have to twist my arm. I said, what's that one? The one with the vanilla cake and the white icing. I said, oh, is that just a vanilla cupcake? Which would have been fine with me.
Sure.
No, Mike, that's a wedding cake cupcake. Woo! Wedding cake cupcake. Sounds really good. I like wedding cake. I've had wedding cake three times.
Yes. After 7 years, you have to give your wife half of the cupcake.
It's very delicious. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. Bite into it, and I go, what the hell is wrong? That's not right. And I'm like, what is that flavor? And then Carla tries a bite. We cut it right down the middle, because you can do that with a cupcake. And she has a little bite. She goes, what is that? Oh, wait a minute. My mother-in-law says, I think that's almond. Carla says, yeah, it's almond. I'm like, yeah, it's almond. It's like she poured a half a bottle of almond extract into the cupcake. Mm. So not only are cupcakes screw up, but they always, this is what they do in these cupcakeries. They always mess up the flavors.
Yes.
You know why? Because there's not a lot on the line. There's not a lot on the line. You're going to send a tiny, you get a cupcake, what do? You throw it away. It's a cupcake.
Yeah,
it
you're doesn't not committing.
Matter. You
you're
can't pull committing. That kind of crap. You can't pull that kind of crap with a full cake. You pull that kind of crap with a full cake, you got somebody at your door knocking on the door the next day.
You're like, what happened to the cake?
Yeah. Yes. Where's the cake?
You're saying there is no flavor accountability. That's what you're saying.
Right. Because they'll throw it away. What's a cupcake? It's like a candy in a box at Valentine's Day. It's like, I don't like that. I'll discard it. How many times? A thousand.
Three samples.
The margin for error is completely not weighed in the customer's side.
Right.
Right.
Thank you. I'm glad. Boy, I love it when we get through. That's right. Mm-hmm. Maddie, what is your favorite cupcakery? Do you have a favorite cupcakery?
I like Georgetown Cupcake, and then Baked and Wired is in Georgetown
really
as well.
Good, really good.
And they're really good too. And they have a different proportion
as
well.
Those hippies.
Yeah, they're very hipster. They're super hipster.
Yeah. Baked and Wired.
Baked and Wired.
I have one of those gluten-free pot cupcakes.
Tess. Tess, I knocked the bottle of almond extract into the batter. It's okay. Don't worry about it. It's just a cupcake. I don't care. How much are we selling for? $5.95. Excellent. Welcome to Baked and Wired.
All right. I've had enough. I'm sorry.
Baked and Wired.
That's all. Thank you. Baked and Wired. Get your free cannabis cupcakes today. Yes, sir. Delicious. We'll take a break. And Maddie, thank you for your contribution.
You're so welcome. Anytime, guys. I'm here.
Yay for Maddie, Baked and Wired.
We'll take a break and come back with more fun on the Mike O'Mara Show. News Humanity.
For for your consideration.
There she is.
Brie, American, Gouda, mild cheddar, camembert, provolone, baby bell, parmesan, mascarpone, burrata, feta, ricotta, Gruyere, Asiago, gorgonzola, Havarti, Monterey Jack, Stilton, Swiss, Fontina, pecorino romano, and buffalo mozzarella.
She didn't name all of the cheeses, but she named enough of the cheeses. She's Madeline Masiello, the queen of cheese, only on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you. Oh, accident. Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, do you have The Mike O'Mara Show on your phone? Do you like The Mike O'Mara Show?
Sure.
Yeah, of course you do. How would you like to be a part of the action? Now you can. And from an appropriate social distance, every Friday we're going to do this. You getting some responses out there, Rob Spiewak?
Absolutely, we are, yes.
You'll have a chance to grab your computer, fire up your Zoom, and have a little one-on-one with us so we can see your peepers. That's right. It's a you can panel for a segment on The Mike O'Mara Show. It's TMOS Talking Heads. And you may find yourself behind the wheel of a large automobile. And you may find yourself in a beautiful house with a beautiful wife. And you may ask yourself, well, how will it work?
Well, you talk to the guys, tell us what's on your mind, answer a question or two, and for one shining moment, be 25% of America's most beloved podcast. Same as it ever was, same as it ever was.
Just shoot an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com with a few words about yourself and all your contact info, and you may be hearing from us. And we don't know. Rob reveals it on Friday, who our special guests will be. Letting the days go by and let the water hold me down. Letting the days go by. Water flowing underground. TMOS, once in a lifetime. TMOS talking is. Play the thingy.
News.
Thank
news.
All right, seems a lot of heavy stuff. Paramount Network has announced that long-running reality series Cops has been canceled as protests against police brutality take place worldwide following the death of George Floyd in Minneapolis. A spokesperson for Paramount said to The Hollywood Reporter, Cops is not on the Paramount Network, and we don't have any current or future plans for its return. Hadn't it gone over to Spike TV or
yeah,
something
also,
like that?
Yeah, also, you've got like 20 different ripoffs, like Live PD.
Live PD,
like all
right,
these, exactly. Like, it's time for reality television and the cost that honestly the producers had to incur. It was a groundbreaking television show, but
sure
certainly
was.
Not,
I watched
not,
it.
Not, yeah. not mm-hmm. for 2020.
And, I played a drinking game watching Cops one night. I really did. That's an absolute true story. We played a drinking game, a betting game or a drinking game involving the next segment and whether or not the man who was being investigated by the police was going to have a shirt on.
Yeah.
It's a good
game.
That
was the game we used to play.
Fair game. Fair game.
This is sad for me. Singer Bonnie Pointer died Monday, according to her family. She was 69 years old. I was a huge Pointer Sisters fan. Pointer's family notified a Variety and People of her passing. No cause of death was released. But, you know, it's just the point. I'm so excited, and I just can't hide it.
You
and,
know, she actually, in 1974, she wrote a song, co-wrote a song called Fairy Tale. It won a Grammy that year. It was a country song, of all things. And it was one of the songs Elvis sang on his last tour, and it was always a thrill to me to know that Elvis was somehow allied with the Pointer Sisters. If you ever Google it, it's a great song. It's called Fairy Tale, and it's a flat out country record, and it actually is a better Elvis suited song than a Pointer Sisters song, but the Pointer Sisters won the Grammy for it. It's a tremendous loss. Great family of musicians.
Bonnie Pointer, Ruth Pointer, and I think Estelle Pointer. No, I don't know.
Are you listening?
A Turkish artist, specializing in micro sculpture, said he unofficially broke a Guinness World Record by creating a chess set on a board measuring 0.35 inches by 0.35 inches. Nikati Kormaz said his tiny chess set, which is two times smaller than the current Guinness World Record holder, took about 6 months of working for 6 hours a day to create. When notified of this, local press said, isn't that something?
Did they have a follow-up statement?
Yes,
it's
that's
your,
it.
It's your
how about that?
It's your modern. It's your modern day app, but analog version.
Yes,
take your
Where'd
game.
That come from?
He's in Turkey.
Oh, he's in Turkey.
Take your game anywhere.
Authorities were summoned to a Walmart store in Florida where an alligator was spotted wandering loose in the parking lot. A witness captured video on Sunday morning showing the alligator wandering the parking lot of the Walmart store in Fort Myers Beach.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
They've been active down here. They've been a little active. It's hot, it's humid, and I think they are.
It's mating season.
But also, with less people out there, they're probably feeling their oats. It's like, again, we call this the theory of ducks on Wisconsin Avenue. You know, animals are spreading their way.
I've gone a whole show, and I have not acknowledged your T-shirt that says Pod Dog.
Pod Dog.
Yes.
Are you the chief Pod Dog? Is that what you are?
No. Santos, when we opened up Podcast Village, was the Pod Dog.
Right.
And a wonderful listener sent me a Pod Dog T-shirt.
That is lovely. The combination.
Yeah, it's
That's
really
wonderful.
Nice. Really nice.
I like that.
Pod Dog. And then, as you know, I'm trying to get my life back together. So as I run to work, I find new T-shirts. And I said, I'll wear the Pod Dog shirt.
That's very exciting. Yeah, well, yeah. Pod Dog. Sonny Jurgensen has a T-shirt that says Hot Dog.
Right. Hi. Hashtag Hot Dog.
You're all dressed
for the day. You want me to be quiet and not tell anybody you're watching me? You just want to watch me do the show? You're curious to watch Daddy work?
Okay. Well, I thought you were talking to Carla.
No, I'm talking.
You're all dressed and ready?
You love seeing Daddy work?
Do you like looking at me? Sure.
Oh, see, he couldn't stay away.
There he is. Oh, so sweet.
All right.
So sweet. You love an audience, Mike.
Come here.
Oh, yeah.
Hey.
Michael.
There he is.
You know that?
Aw. In the world. I love you. All right. Oh, very cool. Oh, he loves to point out that he's cross promoting. He's got his Nike T-shirt and his Adidas shorts.
I like it.
Get out of here.
How long do you think before he figures out he can spit water a mile through that new loose tooth slot?
I'm not telling him. A British Columbia woman said she was overwhelmed with relief when a wallet she lost at a Walmart store, another Walmart story, was returned with its contents, more than $5,000 in cash, still intact.
Wow.
Her name was River Johnson of Enderby in British Columbia. She said she returned home from taking her elderly parents shopping at the Walmart store before she realized she no longer had the wallet, which contained $7,000 Canadian, which is $5,211. She got the money and she had the cash from her two cannabis stores that she had in British Columbia.
Wait, are you saying that a woman who owns a cannabis store is named River?
Yeah. And are you saying she was forgetful?
Yes.
There you go.
And are you saying she's responsible to run around with $7,000 in her pocket?
Yeah. I don't know where it is. Anyway, and now a little something something.
Hi.
There's a 28-year-old guy. His name is Kevin Brownlee from Lewis, Delaware. That's how you pronounce that down near Ocean City, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lewis, Delaware. And he was driving over the weekend when another guy tailed him. And he finally stopped because the guy was tailgating him. And then he went up to the SUV to tell Kevin that he was driving recklessly. So Kevin got upset.
Right.
Kevin tried to punch the guy that came up to his SUV, but the guy reached into Kevin's SUV to block it. And the guy that was confronting Kevin got his arm stuck, and then when it got loose, he fell down. Well, guess what Kevin did? Kevin threw his SUV into reverse and tried to run over the guy.
Oh, no, just like Suge Knight.
Not cool.
Good call,
Oscar. The guy got out of the way, but then kept... Can you imagine that? The guy kept following Kevin until they got to Kevin's house. Well, you know what Kevin did after that bad judgment?
What's that?
He decided he'd pile on a little bit. Kevin went inside his house, grabbed his gun, and shot the guy.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Yeah, the guy was taken
just
to the
like
hospital.
Just like Suge Knight.
Good call, Oscar.
Gunshot wound to his arm. Kevin was arrested and charged with attempted murder, possession of a deadly weapon during a felony, reckless endangerment, and my favorite charge, criminal mischief. Down there near Ocean City. When asked about the incident, Kevin's spokesperson, DJ Batman, said,
All right. There you go. Oh,
I hope DJ Batman's still okay. I hope the COVID didn't get him.
Yeah, yeah, I'll feel bad if he's not. Do a dive on that over the night.
That's fine,
next couple
man.
Of nights, Rob.
Mike, I've got a follow-up question. That alligator at the Walmart, was it in his pajamas?
All right. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, friends. Jeff Goldblum here. How are you?
Yeah, you're great.
I know you are. You're looking at me like that. Listen, I love to listen to the Mike O'Mara Show on my Alexa, but I'm scared of it. Yeah, I'm scared. It makes me nervous. It's like it's watching me. But really, if you're not as scared as I am, well, first of all, congratulations to you. And tell Alexa to play the Mike O'Mara Show. And Bob's your uncle. Still terrified. Jeff Goldblum checking out.
Thanks, Jeff. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Now is not the time to overpay for razors at the drugstore. Right. Harry's knows sometimes it's better to stay inside. That's why they ship directly to you. And I love the products. I talk about it all the time. I love their face wash. I love their body wash. I love their shave gel. Mm-hmm. I love their razors. I love Harry's. I love everything about Harry's. I even like the way they send stuff. They send it so quickly. It's awesome. I got a closet full of Harry's products. I love it. I'm part of the 10 million who have tried Harry's. You can claim your special trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Find out why we've been talking about them for so long. They're fantastic. Harry's is a return to the essentials. Quality at a fair price, just $2 per blade. Blade refills are delivered directly to your door on your schedule, with or without a subscription, with 100% quality guaranteed. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and they'll give you a full refund. And 1% of proceeds are set aside for nonprofit organizations. And that's Harry's. That's the way they roll. Our listeners can redeem their Harry's trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Here's what you get when you do that. When you use Harry's for the first time, you get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip. You get a 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade. You get rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated. And you get a travel blade cover to protect your razor. Go to harrys.com/TMOS and start shaving better today. Let's open up the audio vault for today, Wednesday, June 10th, 2020. Rob Spiewak.
A lot of stuff going on, but this brought me joy yesterday. Did you know that yesterday is Bill and Ted Day?
Oh, cool.
I had
because
no idea.
It's June 9th, 6-9. 69, dude.
Wow, that's a long way to go for that. That's a long way to go.
They chose yesterday to drop the trailer for the new Bill and Ted movie, which is going to be released. It's called Bill and Ted Face the Music. They are now middle-aged fathers, but they're still trying to write the song to unite the world.
25 years ago, you played a concert in front of the entire world. 1 month ago, you played in Barstow, California for 40 people, most of whom were there for $2 taco night. Bill and Ted, what have you got to say for yourselves?
Be excellent to each other and party on, dudes.
You were supposed to unite the world and save reality as we know it.
Bill, we've spent our whole life trying to write the song that will unite the world. Why can't we just go to the future when we have written it?
Whoa! Take it from ourselves!
But isn't that stealing? How is that stealing if we're stealing it from ourselves?
So, they look old. They really do look old.
Which kind of works, right?
Yeah, and you know what? I loved that movie, and I will go see this movie. I just hope it's not an embarrassment for them, because it's a little bit of a space between two installments in a trilogy, 25 years.
Hey, you guys both enjoy that movie, okay?
Oh, come on, Mike. I'm not a Bill and Ted guy.
I'm not a Bill and Ted guy. Never have been. Sorry.
Mike, you should be excellent.
Be excellent to another one.
Keanu Reeves doesn't need the paycheck. I'm hoping that he did this for the love of
the love of the thing. Yeah.
Who came first? Who came first? Wayne and Garth or Bill and Ted? Who came first?
Bill and Ted.
No? Bill and Ted.
Bill and Ted.
Yeah. You don't know though, do you?
I know for sure.
No, I can timeline it because it was college for Bill and Ted, and when I started interning for you, Wayne and Garth, we were a hot thing.
So hold on, we've got the star
of Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Michael. Hey, Carla.
He was hiding behind you.
Your son is wild.
Oh, what is he
so
doing?
Funny.
He's touching my love handles. He was grabbing my waist.
So, yeah. Mike.
What a precious moment.
The pandemic really, really makes things happen that you never think would happen again. Do you know who was trending on YouTube yesterday?
Who?
Wang Chung.
Oh, I love Wang Chung.
Well, they have re-recorded one of their hits. What is Ladies it? And gentlemen, everybody stay safe tonight.
Is that really Wang Chung?
Yeah, and to the best of my knowledge, it's the original track just re-sung.
Why would they do that?
It sucks. They don't need to do that crap.
That would have made more sense 2 months ago.
Yeah, and they're late.
It's going out.
God, well, lazy and late. Come on. Why don't they go to the cannabis store?
Has not really been really on brand for a while.
You think they were just like hammered, like, oh, this is genius.
By the way, I like to live and die in L.A. too.
That's good. Dance Hall Days, also good.
Dance Hall Days. They're part of the songs. They all sound like this.
Did you see
to live and die in L.A.? Just like Spandau Ballet.
True. Did you see the viral video of the guy in the newly opened Las Vegas casino smoking behind his mask?
No.
All right, Jimmy Kimmel had it last night.
Some hotels and casinos are open for business with precautions in place, of course. This gentleman, for instance, came ready to play video poker wearing a mask and gloves and smoking cigarettes under the mask. No one has ever cared more and less about his health at the same time.
So, I actually pulled this trending tape yesterday before that press conference was issued, but somehow it rings even more true now and something to consider. So, I'm going to close with this today. This is another food for thought tape. Remember, we had Herman Munster on Monday talking about accepting people for the way they are. This comes from the show The Andy Griffith Show. And they asked Sheriff Taylor, he ran a small town, he was a sheriff, law enforcement officer in a small town, why he didn't carry a gun. And that's true. In the entire show, he never carried a gun. They asked him why.
Tell me, Sheriff Taylor, why don't you carry a gun?
When a man carries a gun all the time, the respect he thinks he's getting might really be fear. So I don't carry a gun because I don't want the people of Mayberry to fear a gun. I'd rather they would respect me.
Just a thought. Mm. Goes back about 60 years, but it merits a thought. So anyway, that's Andy Griffith, and that's your Magic Audio Vault. And have a good Wednesday, everybody. Be safe.
Be safe. All people, be safe.
Yeah.
That's what I want to say today. But, that's a strange way. You got me there. I'm go back to thinking about Mike O'Mara.
I was thinking about Andy Griffith and how inclusive that cast was. Food for thought.
Way ahead of their time.
We'll take our leave on that. I'm out. I'm out of gas. I have reached the finish line. I do not have anything to say. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Have you ever heard the expression, the customer is always right?
Run!
Sportos, motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
Oh, hey, I wet my jockeys here.